Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a joyous For Crying Out Loud.
It is a very special one because guess what? It's my therapy since I don't have gosh darn therapist.
We're your therapist, Stephanie. In fact, I need to give you a hug.
I had a crazy weekend, you guys.
And we're going to get into it.
First, let's talk about Brooke Lennon.
If you want to go to sleep for the rest of your life...
Lynette, I swear to God, not because I swear to God I love my Brooke Lennon sheets so much that every night when I get in bed, I'm like, God, I love these sheets.
I know.
When have you ever said that in your life?
I know. No, I love my sheets.
I'm like, God, they're just so comfortable.
I just ordered more. Yeah, I know.
I'm going to order another set.
Yeah, I love them. And you guys will too, by the way. There's a reason why they're the winner of best online betting, by the way. There's a lot of online betting.
I'm going to order some and use our code.
Yes.
Our code, which is...
That's what I did.
FCOL.
Right.
Use the promo code FCOL. I'm going to get $20 off and free shipping, which you know I like.
Yeah. See, we don't need to read the copy. You guys know how much we love our Brooklyn.
I already have a duvet cover, so I'll just get another set of sheets that I can always have one in rotation.
Yes.
Maybe a slightly different color.
That's what I did for Natalia's room, because her room is so sloppy. I had to do something to spruce it up. Yeah. No, I love, and they have nice colors. They have modern designs. They have all kinds of, they're really cute.
I'm going to add something that's
classic.
That's not on the copy, just a personal thing that I love about Brooke Lennon sheets. Mm-hmm. They fit the mattress better than any other set of sheets I've had. You know how other sets of sheets, you're trying to stretch it. You're like, oh God,
I know.
Is this going to make it over the corner? You're trying to shove the corner in there. They have space.
I know.
Not so much that you're like, are these the right size?
I know.
But it's roomy. Like it takes you 2 seconds to put them on because it's really easy.
You don't break a nail like I always do. Yeah. I know. I love it.
Why haven't other sheet companies gotten the memo that they're making their sheets too small?
They're too small. And of course they're going to shrink in the dryer. So what's the big deal? What's the big whoop if you add a couple inches onto that?
Yeah. Right? They're too cheap probably, these other companies.
That's right. But not Brooke Lennon.
Nope.
No. So if you go to brooklinen.com, put in the promo code FCOL, okay, you'll get $20 off and free shipping.
Yep.
Okay. But you got to use our promo code. And it's risk-free. It's 60 nights.
Yeah. Also, another thing we need to tell you about is My Bite Vitamins, which are
delicious.
Really good tasting.
They are.
They're like a little See's candy.
So what'd you guys think of them?
My kids loved them.
I know.
They were like, can we take vitamins every day?
I know.
I was like, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. It's like their dessert every day.
Sorry, guys. You're going to have to take your vitamins. They're like, oh, darn.
I know. I'm telling you. I have them sometimes when I have a sweet tooth. I just pop one of those vitamins.
They're and then you go, these are Mama's vitamins.
Yes.
Everybody hands off Mama's vitamins.
Stay off.
Yeah. And here's the thing. There's no code. You don't have to do anything. Just go to Target.
I got mine.
Get them.
I had to go get a refill. We ate all of them. Well, between me and the kids.
You were watching a movie.
Olga and Adam once in a while. Yeah.
Got a lot of vitamin D
during
watching Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good. And vitamin D is honestly really important, especially with today's kids
because
they don't go outside and play enough.
And also we're slathering them with sunscreen.
Exactly.
Yeah. They got the 3 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin A as 3 cups of broccoli.
Yeah. So there you go.
So what happened?
All right. What happened
is I got a text.
Okay. So I'll set the scene. Because let me set the scene that on Saturday, Xander had a basketball game. This has to do with, I'm going to tell you that towards the end of this story, I almost got in a fist fight with another mom. True story. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Wow, Steph, you really sometimes just go off. Are you off your meds? You're always getting in arguments with people.
No, I know how you feel, though.
And you may have a point. I do. I have sometimes a little temper. But I am a little confrontational. But you have to know all the times that I don't say anything.
She should get a medal.
I would say you're totally wrong. I have a really good control of my temper. I mean, otherwise I'd be getting in fights every day.
I feel like
in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
Me too.
You know, in the school parking lot, everywhere. I'd probably get in a fight with somebody at Michael's, with the cashiers at Michael's, all bitches.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, totally. Oh, and the bank. The bank tellers are the
worst. Oh, yeah. Attitude.
Attitude.
I keep my mouth shut 95% of the time.
I know.
But sometimes I do get in a really aggravated mode.
Yeah. I know that feeling. I had it the other day. I got in the car and I was like, I hate this feeling. This feeling like I want to fucking kill somebody. I was fine 5 minutes ago. I don't know what happened. Somebody said something or I have to do something that it's irritating or I don't remember. But I remember feeling that fuck everybody feeling like I just wanted to drive my car off a cliff. I didn't want to hurt myself.
Right, right.
Ow,
if you could drive off a cliff and still be fine.
Right. I would have done
it. If you had like a floated, like a car, like from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
It like falls in and then it's a boat.
Yes.
Because inflatables.
Like on Fortnite, those the floating van. No, but.
So let me take you back, though, to the day before.
Okay.
Okay. So Robin. Yes, I know. I hung out with Robin. We went and did phone banking. So, and John pointed out to me, which he probably has a point, that I'm riled up about the upcoming midterms.
Yeah.
I'm tense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm upset and I'm trying to do as much as I can to get people to vote.
Right.
But we'll, and by
now
we're going to know, listen, whatever.
Right.
I'm not going to get into a whole political thing, but I have been a bit on edge. So Robin and I went to go do phone banking at the Democratic headquarters in Westwood. And here's the thing. So we're volunteering. And also, Robin can go on the Realtor page and attest to what I'm saying so that I don't sound crazy.
Okay.
But we go in and they do a little – they have to train you to do the phone banking. You bring your computer and they have like a whole system in place where you're supposed to be able to just plug your earbuds into your computer and then it sort of rolls calls.
Yeah.
And it comes from like – all comes from the same place.
Okay.
And a couple years ago when I was doing it for Hillary Clinton – one time the thing wasn't working and we had to – and it was like they didn't want us to call from our own phone.
Right.
It's not necessarily a great idea for you to be calling random people to tell them to vote. And it sometimes pisses them off because it feels like phone sales.
Right.
Like they're like, all right already.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep getting these calls. Stop calling
me.
I
know.
People get mad. So when I did it in 2016 – people called me back. Like I would call.
You did
and then,
it from your phone, your own phone?
Because the system wasn't working and I'd already driven there.
Okay.
And I was already there. So I was like, all right, screw it. I'll just do it from my phone. And they were like, okay, you can either wait for this thing to come back online. They were trying to fix it. They couldn't fix it. I was like, I'll just do it from my phone. Well, people were calling back the number that had called them and going, did you just call me? And it was annoying. So, okay. So now it's 2 years later and we go in there and the lady says, okay, so you're just going to – you're going to use this computer system and it's going to bring up numbers and then you're just going to call it. And I said, but not from like our phone, right? Like there's a – she's like, yeah, from your phone. And she's a like a volunteer.
Right.
Who – let's just try to – let me just – paint the picture. So she's a volunteer. She's got really long sort of like gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously a feminist.
Right.
Like
she looks
from
like
the
my,
60s that hasn't changed anything.
She looks like my therapist.
Right.
Yeah.
And God bless her.
Right.
She's there like giving her time. I mean, this is a volunteer.
Right.
But she's like.
Could have been my therapist.
I said, oh, I don't really. I hate calling from my own phone. I had to do it a couple of years ago. I thought there's a system that. You call from and it looks like it's coming from a different number. And she's like, nope, we're just going to call from our phones. And I said, now I'm starting to like argue a little bit. I was like, oh, but I did that before. And like people started calling me back.
Right.
And she says, oh, no, I've been doing this for 16 years. It's not going to happen. And I said, well, but it did. But I just did it 2 years ago and it was happening. And she's like, well, I said, but I really thought that you're not supposed to call from your own phone, that there's a system. Isn't there a system? And she says, well, it's broken. It's not working. So we're going to call from our own phones. And then she says, well, we have a landline if you want to use that. I mean, you can use a landline. And I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess, you know. Then there's this girl who's sitting like next to me with another guy. And she turns around and she goes, I swear to God. She just looks at me and she goes, I understand that was your experience, but we need to move on.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
And I was like,
I guess everybody's on edge.
Am I going to have to cut a bitch? Like, what just happened? What just happened? And then I had that moment where I was like, okay, I mean, I am probably going on about this. Like, this whole calling thing. I guess it's like either do it or don't do it. Like, either say right. I'm not calling for my phone or whatever. So I didn't say anything. You know, I was just like stunned. And Robin kind of looks at me like, oh my God, did that just happen? And we both look at each other. And then I was like, okay. So I'm sitting there. And then, of course, the girl had a million of her own freaking questions.
Oh,
like, it's not like she was really keeping things moving either.
Right, right.
I mean, then we took so then we go to do our phone calling. And I did use a landline.
Can I ask a question?
And Robin used her cell phone and got people calling her back.
Well, of course, especially in this climate and especially when we get robocalls all day long,
right.
All the day long.
Right.
And you're going to get your phone number is probably sitting in the do not disturb registry basis that you can send to the like you get a phone. You know that?
Right, right, right.
The do not call.
Right, right.
So, but. Can't they block your number? Can't you like do something like a star?
Well, some people do something where their phone will not take calls that are not in their contact list.
No, but you when you make a phone call, can't you?
I'd have to block every number that I call. I'd have to then block them. I mean,
yeah,
I could hit star 67 or something,
right?
Which would
block
come up as no caller ID or whatever.
Yeah,
I could do that. But then they see they're getting a call from a blocked call.
And
those people won't answer it at all.
Right.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So whatever. I got to use a landline. It was fine. Robin used her phone. But the point was, I was already a little bit like, man, people. You know? Right? That feeling doesn't just go away.
No, I know.
And Robin and I, we were laughing about it later about that chick was kind of psycho.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
When somebody tells you to move it along and stuff, after you're already kind of like, irritated, it doesn't make it all better.
Right. I was already irritated because as Robin and I said, like, the lady could have just said straight up, like, look, normally we don't call from our own phones, for those of you who have done this before, but our system, it won't work. So this is what we got.
Right.
But instead, she made it sound like, yeah, this is just how we do it. Right. I do it this way. It's
right.
fine.
Right.
It's like, well, it's not fine. Right. Okay, whatever. So that happened. So also that.
It's not fine.
So Saturday day,
mm-hmm.
Xander had a basketball game.
Okay.
And John took him and told me that. Okay, so this has a bit of backstory, but we've got time. So you know how much I love Kiki.
Yes.
Because this is going
to be. We've
had
him on our show.
Yes. This is going to be a bit of a complaint about Kiki. And he'll probably listen because
okay.
We got in a little argument, little one. And so he knows that I'm annoyed
He already knows now?
I'm annoyed about this. It's not. I love Kiki.
Yeah,
and
I
swear to God, I really do love him. But sometimes stuff happens. You know,
yeah,
it's just how it
right,
is.
Right, right.
All these teams, there's pros and cons
going.
Of all these kinds of teams. It's not really Kiki's fault. He's doing his best to put together the teams that he puts together. I'm not saying this to badmouth
right.
poor Kiki, but here's what the situation was. Xander plays a game. It's a tournament kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki. So there's like a boys team and then he has a girls team
mm-hmm.
that's very competitive. They travel and mm-hmm. they're just like all the girls on that team are like badass,
right.
good basketball
girls
players.
Are fucking nuts.
They're really nuts.
They are on the basketball court. They go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got this group of girls and then he's got this group of boys and then a couple of the girls sometimes play with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Xander goes to play this game and like 12 kids show up to play. Which, mm-hmm. as you know, is a lot of kids
mm-hmm.
to be playing in a basketball
mm-hmm.
game. Too mm-hmm. many.
Right.
They don't get a lot of playing time. Especially if one kid or certain kids are getting favored and getting more time.
Yeah.
Then the kids really don't get playing time because.
Right. Right.
It, for those of you who don't know, there's 5 kids only can play at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sub. So
right.
after 5 minutes, they might sub out all 5 kids and throw 5 more in,
mm-hmm.
which still leaves 2
yes.
that haven't gotten to play.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't even replace them all, if you keep a couple of them in
mm-hmm.
more,
mm-hmm.
then some of them are playing a lot less.
Yes.
Okay.
Where was this at?
Should I say?
Well, I mean, was it like in Costa Mesa?
No.
It was in your area. was in your area? Because I was in Chatsworth.
It was, yeah.
The high school in Chatsworth? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was there on Saturday night.
Saturday. Oh, okay. Well, John was there Saturday day.
Okay.
So there's like a tournament going on.
Yeah, there's tournaments going on all day.
Sunny's team was probably playing there.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Okay. So the kids play, and John's texting me from there. Xander got playing time. You know, he had a good game. Mm-hmm. He felt good. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, but a lot of times, and this is partially Xander, a lot of times, like Xander, look, he's not the best player. Mm-hmm. I would say he's in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit down. I mean, you know what it is? He's inconsistent. Sometimes he hustles his ass off and he's good. And sometimes he's a little slow and
tired.
Well,
it's intimidating there. I mean, also, it can be intimidating, you know?
Yeah. And, but
depends on the team.
The kids don't really pass. The kids on this team, they do not pass the ball. Mm. They don't. And I'm not saying that's anybody's fault. Yeah. They just don't.
That's the coach's fault. Sorry, but it is. The coach has to.
Yeah, and I literally said to Kiki one time.
In fact, I'll tell you something when you're done about that passing.
Yeah, and I do not think, by the way, because Kiki is going to listen to this and he's going to think I'm bad-mouthing him, and I am not.
No,
I adore him, and he is so committed to these kids. And this is anybody who wants their kid to, like, develop their skills should work out with Kiki. He's great.
No, I get
it. It might just not be the right program for my kid.
Right.
Because he's very sensitive and he feels it. Like, if the coach is not putting him in.
Right.
Like.
Right, of course.
You know.
They know. Of course.
They absolutely know.
Yeah.
And he feels, rightly or wrongly, Xander said many times that the coach doesn't like him. Doesn't think he's good. He didn't say he doesn't like him. He says he doesn't think I'm good. He doesn't think I can play.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander has not been the most consistent basketball player. He's taken many seasons off. He's not a kid that's at the gym 5 days a week working out.
Right,
like, he's not.
Right.
I'm sure he's not nearly as good as Sonny. But so that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't some super competitive league either.
Yeah.
The point is, and this is what I'm getting to, is a lot of what these games are is Kiki's going out of his way to try to get us a game.
Right.
It's hard, he says, to like, because we're not a team that's really been playing together and has a bunch of different levels. It's just kids, and he throws them together and he tries to come up with games for them to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of red tape, I know.
There is,
and it's,
yeah.
To get into these different things. Okay, so that's setting the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day this was yesterday morning. I go to the gym, and he has to be there early. Oh, and the coach had said to John the day before, listen, tomorrow, please, please bring your kids. I promise there won't be as many kids.
Yeah.
There'll be like half as many, and they will get more playing time.
Yeah.
So John
especially tells on a Sunday when some of those kids have to go to church.
Right. So John tells me, he says that there will not be this many kids. So there were 12 kids Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I bring Xander and we get there and 12 kids. There's 12 kids for the first game. And I'm just like, ugh, boy. And I don't know. I'm like my kids sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, wasn't in the best mood already.
Right.
I was like, I don't know these other parents. They're not that friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't.
That's how I am, a lone ranger at those things.
One of them is my neighbor, and I swear to God, she gives me, like, she's kind of cold.
Mm.
I don't take it that personally.
Right.
It's just whatever. She's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I've tried to be conversational with her sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's just not that. You know I'm pretty social.
I know, exactly. I know.
But these people are not social with me.
Right.
So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm here for my kid. He's getting exercise. That's all I really want.
Yeah.
But we pay per game.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't cheap.
No, I know.
Right?
I know.
So we're all paying.
Yeah.
Regardless of if your kid gets only 10 minutes of playing time in a game or plays the entire game, you're paying the same amount.
Right.
So, okay. So the first game happens and I'm like just sitting on my own. You know, I listened to Sword and Scale during that game. And the team that we were playing seemed younger, for sure.
Yeah.
And we won that game. And Xander got playing time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say he got a ton of playing time, but mm-hmm. he got playing time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't super bitter about it. He didn't feel great about it. Mm-hmm. He barely got his hands on the ball.
Right.
And when he started to get any kind of momentum going, he was taken back out right away.
No.
So he didn't feel great, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't score, but I thought he played really well that game. Okay.
Can I just say one thing? You don't always have to score. The thing is like, you know, it's if you pass and you help, you do a lot of assists, that's just as good as, you know, if you know that that kid's going to, you got a kid on your team that's going to score and he's in the right position at the right time and your kid passes it to that kid and that kid does a layup. Or I feel like that's just, that's almost just as good, you know? I mean,
I do too.
You know, so Sonny does, he's a great assist, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, Xander's, but, I just want him to have fun.
But he doesn't
fun.
Always
I've said
make
this
the
so
best,
many times.
Right.
He's not like, you know, any, but he's more confident than LB, by the way. He takes more chances. He shoots the ball more.
That's good.
He's more aggressive than LB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I think he's got the more potential.
I bet if he keeps playing and he gets more playing time or as much playing time
as
he can.
None of my kids are excellent basketball players. They're just not. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
But here's what happened.
Okay.
So I'm already just like, okay. So that game ends. It didn't go great for Xander. He didn't get a ton of playing time. It was fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know that feeling.
It's just like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
You know, they won. I don't care. Mm-hmm. In fact, I literally fully watched when Xander was in. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of detached enough that when Xander was pulled out of the game, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast. I looked at Facebook. I was like texting with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. During the second game was when I started texting to you that I was pissed.
Right.
So, okay. Like I said, I'm not that into it. I'm in sort of a bad mood. And also because I need to reiterate, this isn't like we've been playing these teams all season. This is not like a real playoff.
Right.
It's like a tournament.
I know.
It's very random. Mm-hmm. We're just playing random teams that we may have played before. We may not. We have no record. It's not like, oh, our team is, you know, 3-5
yeah.
and
right.
we're really needing to make a comeback. And it's just like, whatever. We're playing some games. The kids are getting exercise.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, the girls from the team are having a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the moms says to me in between games, one of the moms says, ugh, this is like my kid is this is so many games. I'm so over this weekend for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So now Xander's played two games. He played one the night day before and now he's played one that morning. And mm-hmm. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, she's played this is like her ninth game
what?
This weekend. Yeah, because the girls team was having a different tournament.
Right.
So now her daughter's playing in her tournament and our tournament.
Yeah.
For no reason. Because we don't need 12 kids playing. There was no reason for the coaches to put in these girls from this really good travel team.
Oh.
We have enough boys to play on a boys team.
So they brought in.
He was bringing in other kids. And I don't know why. I'm sure he'll talk to me after this and tell me why his thinking was.
Mm-hmm.
But he seemed to have thought he needed all these really great kids
mm-hmm.
to play
mm-hmm.
with us,
mm-hmm.
which, okay, it's not my team. So, you know what I mean? I can't complain. It's not for me or not for me to make that decision.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me. And he has his reasons and he's a pro
mm-hmm.
and he's been doing this a long time. But as a parent, it's like, okay, well, I'm paying the same amount of money. These girls who are on this travel team already
mm-hmm.
are playing nine games, and the mom's even bitter about it. Like, why am I exhausting my kid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we go into the second game, and now I'm up in the stands, and now I'm irritated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's still 12 kids. None of them went home. They didn't leave for their other tournament.
Right.
They're bringing
girls onto his team, right?
He has a couple of different teams. So the coach has this team of girls that mm-hmm. are really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 10 and 11 years old.
Right.
And so a few of those girls are playing with the boys.
With the 12-member team?
They're on, yes.
So now there's...
No. There's a total of 12.
Oh, okay. If we
were just playing the boys, we'd still have like 7 or 8 boys.
Right, right.
But now
we've
added these other girls in.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I'm sitting up in the bleachers and I'm texting with you and I'm like,
I mean, I never get a text from Stephanie unless, you know, like I said, unless somebody died or somebody's being like, you know, drunk online or something. Right. I don't know.
So I was in a bad mood.
Yes. So I wake up Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and I get at a Xander basketball game sitting in the corner with earbuds on to avoid the other parents. Don't care for any of them. Out of the blue from Stephanie on a Sunday. And I was like,
well, because I thought of you, because I was like, I don't want anyone to talk to me.
I know exactly how you felt, because I've been there. Well, you're alone, you're by yourself, and you're pissed off at everybody around you, and you're annoyed.
Yeah.
And you know that the another person that can relate
right.
and feel for you.
Well, I was like, you're probably at some sporting event
yeah,
too.
Right, right. I'm coming there. I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. And then I said, I feel your pain, sister. I do the same thing. And then you wrote back, I'm in the worst mood, feel so irritable, like I hate everyone. I said, I'm sorry. I know that feeling. Then you asked how Sonny's tryouts was, which I'll tell you guys. And then I said, there's a new Sword and Scale episode. Will that cheer you up? And you're like, I already listened. And then I'm like,
it had just come out. I'd already listened to it during the first game.
Yeah. And then I was like getting, because I'm like, are you okay? Do you want to talk? And you had to do something to avoid these asshole parents. So go on.
Okay. So I'm sitting there, and then I had been texting with you, and I was like in a bad mood.
And then we picked it back up later in the day.
Then a mom mm-hmm. from my kid's school, who I really like.
Yeah.
A mom, like a random mom from my kid's school, she's got kids in the elementary and the middle school, shows up, and I'm like, oh my God, like a total friendly face.
Yeah.
Whatever. Her name's Karen. Mm-hmm. So she comes up and she like sits next to me and she's like, hey, what's up? Like who's playing? And I was like, oh, Xander's playing in this game. And she says, oh, now mind you, the other team is really small. It's clear that they're younger
right.
than our kids.
Okay.
Which is awkward. It's just, it's weird. It's like, and I had texted John too. I was like, we're playing this team that's really small, mm-hmm. you know? And John mm-hmm. goes, oh, that was the same as yesterday. Like we mm-hmm. played a small team. Mm-hmm. So Karen says to me, oh yeah, my younger kid plays on this team, but he's
six,
8 or 9 or something. We right. played you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And my kid who's 10, who she's like, oh, my son who was mm-hmm. with her is playing in the next game, the older
okay.
team.
Okay.
Well, Xander's 10, right?
Right.
So, and I happen to know that a couple of the kids are 11 on our team, right?
Right?
So she says, but she's not being judgy about
right.
it. She's just like, oh, like yeah. she's like, oh, when our kids are over 9, like they have to move up
yes.
to the 10-year-olds.
Yes.
Because this is like 9 and under
right.
league. And I was like, oh, I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I said, that kind of sucks. I said, but you know, I think the reason why, I don't think our coach is trying to pull any funny business. I mm-hmm. said, it's just that he doesn't have enough 9-year-olds mm-hmm. to make a 9-year-old team. Mm-hmm. And I do think that these tournaments need teams.
Yeah.
Because it costs money to be in them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't, it's not like there's like 20 teams competing.
Mm-hmm.
There were like between four and six.
Right.
Doing this. So I'm sure, I don't know if they make exceptions. I don't know what goes on.
I know.
But I don't think that the coach is trying to screw anybody.
Right.
He doesn't have younger kids.
He has to go below their age. He can't go over.
Right. So we are over.
Right.
Our kids are older.
Right.
And it's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I start hearing this. There's a lady who's sitting like to the right of me. So there's hardly any parents for our team.
Okay.
It's like me in a corner. I don't know. Honestly, there's like maybe 4 other parents. There's a whole group of parents now mm-hmm. sitting to the other side
uh-huh.
for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this mom, Karen, who's friends with me, mm-hmm. I don't think she had a kid playing in that. She was playing in the next game.
Mm-hmm.
But her younger son had competed against Xander the day before.
Oh, okay.
So she's just there waiting for right. the next game. She sees me and comes and sits
yeah.
with me. But yeah. there's parents are – they. She's – knows those other parents.
Right.
They are all playing on the same – it's their team.
Yeah.
I look down and there's this lady and she's wearing a gold sequin dress,
mm-hmm.
a full like gown, like a – like not to the floor but like to like past her knee, like mm-hmm. a gold – full gold sequin dress,
mm-hmm.
gold leggings that are peeking out from underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and then gold high top tennis shoes.
Okay.
So she's a fucking wackadoodle,
yeah.
right? Already.
yeah.
Already. It's yeah. a Sunday morning at 8:50.
Yeah.
She ain't coming from church
with
that getup.
No.
She's wearing these glasses that are like
Ugh.
kind of funky. Like she's wearing black.
Those.
They're black rimmed.
And they're
big.
And
they're
big.
Yes, oversized.
I want to punch everybody.
Do you
want to
punch her already?
I do, yeah.
Well, you'll feel good at the end of this story then because she almost got punched. So I hear her, you can hear because they're not being quiet about it. I hear her saying, what are these kids in college? Like about our team. And I'm torn because there's a part of me that's like, it is fucking weird.
Yes.
Our kids are too old to be playing against these kids, but whatever, like they're young kids, you know?
Right, right, right.
I hear her. She's mad. Mm-hmm. She's like trying to rile everybody up. Mm-hmm. She's like, I mean, right? I mean, look at our kids and look at those kids. And you know what? These kids are like huge. These kids are huge. There's no way that these kids are 9 and under.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen and I, now there's like a little awkward feeling between me and Karen because we've literally just had the conversation that my kid is 10, going on 11.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hide anything.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, yeah, I think one of the kids on there is 11. I don't know. There might be a couple 9-year-olds. Right. They're definitely not all 9. But I'm all saying that quietly to her.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're being really loud about it. And then she's like, I'm going to report this. So then she goes off. You know, I think you should know. And listen, right or wrong, she was right.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, it is what it is. They're not checking birth certificates.
Right.
I understand that they were upset because we were winning. And by the way, we shouldn't have been because our team was playing. Like I said, they're not passing. They're just they're all playing their own game.
Yeah.
They're showboating.
Yeah.
And Xander's hardly getting any playing time.
Yeah.
And he's putting in only the best players. And, you know, they're showboating and they're not winning by that much. We should have been crushing them. We are all probably 2 years older than their team.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been crushing them. Weren't. It was a really close game because they were hustling the shit and swinging the ball around and working together as a team.
Right.
Karen and I started having a conversation about that. This is going on during the second game.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander's hardly getting any playing time. And I'm
irritated.
Irritated.
Yeah.
Already irritated before any of this other stuff started happening. Mm-hmm. And I said to Karen, I was like, I got to tell you, your team, or they're playing better. The only reason we're winning is because we are bigger than they are. We are all bigger and taller than their team. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she's so nice, this mom. She was just like, yeah, well, whatever. You know, they're kids. I mean,
right.
And I said, I know that the reason the coach did it is because otherwise we wouldn't have had a game. Like, I mean, we don't have young enough. We don't have that many young kids. I don't know if that's whatever. Okay. So then this woman comes out from like the
Goldie Hawn. Goldie.
No, but like the not Sequins.
Okay.
Sequins doesn't come out. She's still sitting close enough that I can hear everything she's saying. But an official, like the person who put together, who takes your money when you're walking
in
charge of it,
that
comes
woman.
Out. Uh-huh. Obviously, they went and told her and complained.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the middle of the game. She comes out, talks to like I see the coach talking to her. They're having this conversation. It doesn't look contentious, though. It doesn't look like they're arguing. It just looks like...
But they're already playing a game. What does she expect? They're going to go, hold it. No, you guys are pulling a fast one. What do they think? So Goldie's sitting down still?
Goldie's sitting in the bleachers, but obviously pretty pleased with herself that she'd gone and complained.
Oh, she went and complained.
She'd complained.
Okay. And so who's talking to
Or maybe more than one parent complained. Okay. I don't know. I didn't see the complaining happen.
Okay.
I just saw that the person who was in charge of it came out and was talking to our coaches.
Okay.
They're talking and then whatever, we get back to playing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Xander doesn't get put in the whole second half of the game. He doesn't play. I'm just mad.
Yeah.
And now Goldie is really acting obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was just now ultra mad because the game wasn't stopped. I don't know.
Right.
But now she's just yelling stuff. Anytime our team messes up or gets the ball taken away, she's like, yes! Yes!
I know that.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Screaming.
I had the same experience.
And trying to rile everybody else up. And I'm starting to just like that feeling in my stomach is like I'm starting to just feel so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already mad for my own kid, but like
don't
fuck with kids.
Oh my God,
what?
Stephanie,
keep
I had
it
the
to
same
your
thing.
Fucking self. You cunt.
I know.
You sequined cunt. So she, okay, so now, and it's really her, because she's, because there's a dad on the other side that looks, totally looks like Mauricio from Real Housewives.
Right.
Super cute. I kind of like, I even said to Karen, I was like, oh my God, that dad looks, is that Mauricio? And she's like, no, but it looks like him. I know. Looking at him, and he's kind of like moving away from her a little bit, but she's really trying to like get everybody
I hate
mad.
Them.
And
I
now
hate
she's
those parents.
Talking really loudly, I like going, oh, well, this isn't right. Like, yeah. Oh, and then she's yelling stuff, which you'll totally appreciate. She yells at one point, that's goaltending. Okay, goaltending, for those of you who don't know, is something that happens in the fucking NBA.
Right.
You have to be able to reach the basket and take the ball out of the basket. Yeah. 10-year-olds ain't dunking. They're not jumping up and stopping you from even Xander.
In her delusional brain, that's what she's seeing. You know what I mean?
Right. So she's screaming at the refs, going, goaltending. And then she's yelling. Anytime there's a foul, she's screaming, that is a foul. That is a foul. So
I hate
it's crazy.
I know that. I'm telling you, I know those parents because I had that on Saturday night as well.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear. So well, here's how this ends up. Oh, you want to have an ad break? Okay.
Because I'm enjoying
this. You know what made me feel a little bit better?
I can see.
I was wearing my third love.
She's currently wearing her third love. I might be wearing mine.
A third love.
I can see because she's I can see how cute the straps are.
I'm wearing my beige. One t-shirt, 24/7 t-shirt bra.
All their straps are cute, by the way. So anybody that likes to wear stuff that shows your shoulder and stuff, you need a third love bra because their straps are adorable.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's like low on the totem pole of all the pluses for
Well, I've
third
never
love.
Had a bra more comfortable than
I know.
My third love bra.
I agree. I know.
It's a pleasure. When I look in my drawer, I still have a couple of leftovers from before I found third love. And I'll look at them and be like, I'll wait till all my third loves are dirty.
Yeah, I know.
Before I
do that too. Because they're very comfortable. And by the way, they have any kind of size. If you from A to Z, and if you
half
got
sizes.
One half sizes, if you got one boob smaller than, look, they can help you. So you know how much we love our third love. They got beautiful colors. They have beautiful different styles.
I love the blue. It's like a jewel tone blue. It's so pretty. And I have one in like plum. That's a really pretty color.
Yeah. And they have the hardware that's on them, the little gold on the, yes.
It makes it look like lingerie, but it's really comfortable.
Yeah. So go to thirdlove.com/FCOL, get your perfect fitting bra, get 15% off your first purchase, and you'll love your bra. And then tell us how much you love it. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. And get the perfect fitting bra.
Now, another thing we want to just tell you about before we get back to the show is Ulta Beauty. And I love like beauty supply stores, like beauty stores that have like there's like a superstore for makeup and skin stuff. And funny enough, when I was doing the phone banking in Westwood, there was an Ulta Beauty store.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, that's our ad. That's what we do an ad for them, and it was a really cool store.
Yeah. They have them all over the place. You got to look for them.
They have a selection of over 500 brands from everyday favorites to brands you love and to splurge on, like Tarte, Morphe, Redken, Living Proof. So many possibilities. And I just love like a really easy routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they got everything from for your hair to your eyelashes to your skin to they got it all.
And putting on makeup when I go out at night is like something that like makes me happy. So even if I don't wear makeup all the time, I like to shop for it. I like to have like my cool stuff.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
So go to Ulta, ULTA.com, or go to Ulta.com and find a store near you and go shop there.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
So do you want me?
Did I mention I'm mad?
Yeah. Well, Saturday night. Now go on. I want you to finish telling your story.
Okay, so here's what happened. So I'm upset about Xander. I already had been in a bad mood, but now I'm like, this bitch needs to she needs to reel it in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's enough already. And now the kids are hearing her because the game, okay, so the game So we're right towards the end of the game, and now she's gotten really crazy. Like, she's yelling and going, you know, like, just screaming really loudly every time her team does anything. That kind of, like, in your face.
I
like,
fucking
yeah!
hate that. Yeah.
And then she's like, we would be winning if it wasn't for the college kid, you know, if they hadn't been all,
college
you know,
kids.
Whatever. Like, you know, she's just going on and on. And I'm, she's like, trying idiot. To not listen to her, but I'm getting mad. So the game ends, and we won by like 2 points, and she is bitching to everybody next to her. And I was like, I'm going to say something. I shouldn't, but I'm going to say something because, mm-hmm. oh my God, shut up. Mm-hmm. So she starts walking down, and I was like, she's still talking. And I go, we get it. We get it. And she turns around and she's just like, no, you don't get it. She comes right up to my face and she like puts her finger in my face and she's like, you cheated. You're cheaters. You're a bunch of cheaters. And I said, don't. I go, these are kids. I go, it's not their fault. And she goes, yeah, it's your coach's fault. It's your coach. She goes, and I go, well, then take it up with the coach.
Yeah.
Don't take it out on the kids.
Right.
I go, they didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I go, you're mm-hmm. being really obnoxious mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And I go, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, we did report it. We did report it. And guess what? You're forfeited. You forfeited. Got her finger going in my face,
oh
yelling
my
at
God.
Me that we forfeited. And I
Holy
go, I
shit.
Don't give a fuck. I go, do you think I fucking care?
Oh my God.
I go, you need to, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
With your fucking gold sequin dress. Yeah, I was so.
Where was this?
Who
on
does
the way
that?
To the parking
it's
lot?
It's right in front of the bleachers. No, it's in the gym.
It's in
no,
the gym.
The kids are now high-fiving each other.
Right.
While,
they're
and
off.
The parents are stepping down off of the bleachers. So we're all starting to walk off the bleachers.
Right.
When
so
she's still carrying on, though.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the kids are right there. They can hear
right,
you.
Right.
I understand. I did understand. She had a point.
Yeah. I know.
She
but
had a point.
Shut the fuck up.
Or take it up with
right.
like, I can understand being really upset about it mm-hmm. and feeling like it's not fair to the kids. Mm-hmm. And I can understand if I'm a mom of a kid who's a smaller kid and we're playing against these giants.
Right.
I can totally understand being her.
I know.
And feeling
I know.
Really mad.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I would not start taking it out on the other kids
no.
and acting like they did something wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's not the parents' fault either.
No, it's not.
We didn't come there understanding what
yeah,
team we
right.
were playing against.
I know.
Why are you being such a coos
yeah.
to people
to the
that
parents.
You to the parents?
You don't even know. I know.
Go complain.
Yeah.
And but I guess she had complained, and your game is forfeited. It's like, do you think it matters? Like,
Jesus.
Do you think, what does that forfeited
yeah,
mean?
I know.
It's the last game of the whole season anyway, and we have no record. We're playing random teams.
Right.
Who cares? Everybody, all our kids got a fucking t-shirt anyway.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
your kid a t-shirt. Give yeah. them a trophy. Tell them they won.
And shut the fuck up. I know. She had her finger, like, up, like to your face.
Oh,
and
she
stuff?
Was in my – she got in my face.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
It was a confrontation. I had that feeling like I haven't had since high school because the last time I was in a fist fight was in high school. But I got that feeling, the mm-hmm. adrenaline, mm-hmm. where I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to punch a bitch. And I'm ready for it. Of course, I wouldn't have.
And I'm ready for it.
I wouldn't have because I'm a normal person.
Oh, no.
That
oh
like
God.
And my child is there and right. oh my God, that would be so upsetting to the kids. So
right.
I wouldn't.
Right.
But I did tell her to go fuck herself in front of the children.
I love that though.
And the other moms who had their kid from our team were not upset about me saying go fuck yourself because they were like, what? That they were mad too.
Yeah. I know those people. I know those people. First of all.
So then really quick, this
yeah.
is the addendum. So now on top of that, Xander comes out crying. Tells me that crying, bawling, and he's like, I don't want to play on this team anymore. And I was like, oh, okay, I understand. Like, we'll talk about this later. But he's like, Mom, I didn't play the whole second half. And he said, and a bunch of us that weren't getting to play, we all said, can we please go in? Can we please go in? And coach said, no, I'm sorry. I need to only put in my more experienced players. Like, why? Why do you only need to put in your more experienced players? What this is what I'm saying. You're playing against the small. What difference does it make?
No, I know.
What difference? I understand. I think coaches get like, well, we want to win.
I know,
I want my kids to feel the winning, but at the expense of
what?
What
are you winning?
At the expense of then. So then I told him. I was like, he was walking out. He was like, hey, great job, you know.
And
I
you're like, look and
at
you.
I was like, look at my kid's face. Does it look like he had fun?
Mm-hmm.
This is not fun. You didn't play him the whole second half. Well, and he was leaving to go to the other tournament with the kids that are on their ninth game already. Right, and right. I was like, and he's like, oh, can we talk about this later? And I was like, yeah, whatever. I was like, but, you know, now I have to get in a fight with the other parents because you're playing, you know, 11-year-olds against their 9 and under league. Right, I was like, right, this has just not been a good experience.
No. No, I know. I know, Stephanie. I'm telling you.
And that's the last we've talked. And I'm like, okay, so what happened to you?
But, like, I'm just telling you, I know those parents. But so Saturday, Sonny, I didn't realize he even had a game. Because, you know, there's this coach is the young guy from, you know.
The one who did a whole kashaw for Sonny when he got hurt.
Yes. And he's a sweet guy. And he's like 25. And he's got eighth grade teams. He's got two eighth grade teams of boys. He's got seventh grade teams of boys with like four reserves. One of them's Sonny. And then he's got a fifth grade team. And then he's got like a girls that he's starting. But he this year cannot be a coach because he has to do his real job. So he hired like four coaches who I love and they're great and they're super sweet. But getting to where we are now was a little bit of a rough road because in the beginning, he's a badass basketball player and he decided to start his own league in our neighborhood. And then these boys that he got were the cream of the crops at the very beginning.
Right.
And Sonny's BFF found out about it and got in at the very beginning. So she had a whole league. He had a whole year of being with him. Then I caught on and then Sonny, then she told me, sign him up. And I signed him up. So Sonny got in. And then, but then Sonny, even though he got in early, he had to be put on the reserves. One of us,
when he got hurt,
his accident and all that. Right. So we fell behind. But he's also, the coach explained to me too over the weekend, he is smaller. But I go, but they're smaller.
He's younger too.
Because he's younger. His friends are all turning 13. And he just turned 12.
Yeah.
So, and he said that. And he said, you know, and I said, but they're small kids that fucking are badass.
I know. I've thought the same thing.
Right. And he goes, well, Sonny has it all except for the height and the aggressiveness.
Right.
So those small ones that you see, they're aggressive, right? Yes, they are. Okay. Well, if he had one of those two, then he wouldn't be on a reserve spot. And he's getting there. He's just on the younger and the smaller side, you know. And I said,
so what does a reserve spot mean?
It means
like he sometimes gets to play a game if other people can't show up.
That's what I thought it was going to be. But that this year he said my reserves are not going to do that. The four or five reserves that I have are going to play at least every weekend, at least one game a weekend. As much as they're playing, he's going to play. And he should come to all the, of course, come to the practices and the clinics and
still
all
that. It's just still demoralizing.
It is, but at
the other
all,
kids
also,
are getting to play like eight games a weekend.
Yeah.
They're all getting so much better.
They were doing that, but now he's like, we're not doing eight games a weekend. We're only going to do one game. And if we win, then we come back again the next day kind of thing. That's okay. What it is. So that's how it's been this season. And Sonny's been playing. And actually, Sonny likes it better because he gets to play with everybody, all his friends, and not just his friends, the good, the really experienced players. It brings his, you know, it makes him bring his A game when he knows he's got to play with all those, you know.
So does he put him into games then with the other players?
Yes.
He just like
when he
mixes it up, puts a reserve player in with these other kids?
Yes. And if they're playing, he doesn't have them sit out and go, okay, well, no, I'm just going to only play these four players and just, no, they make sure that they all have their, it doesn't matter whether they're up by 20 or down by 20. He told the parents that, because a lot of times in the beginning, he made those mistakes. He did that. And parents got fucking pissed. And they were like, and also, he charges a lot of money to be on his team.
Right.
And one of the parents said when they found out that Sonny didn't make the team, they said that Sonny was a reserve. He said, I know why. It's because he wants to make money. He said, when he sent out that email and said, which parents are coming, which kids are coming back? I want to know who's coming back so I can make my teams, my decision. And did you say yes? And I said, yeah. And he goes, okay. And then he said, those two boys that that are back and that have a spot, not a they have a roster spot over Sonny. And I said, don't just be nice. Tell me, you know. And he goes, I'm not just being nice. And I trust his opinion because he's not. He's like a dad to Sonny too, you know. And he said that those boys, they got their spot. This is his theory, because they said to the coach, and I know they did because they told me they were going to, that if they weren't going to get on a spot, on a roster spot, and get to play like the other, whatever, as many games, then they weren't going to be back next year. They're not coming back. They're going to go someplace else.
Right.
And there's other places to go, too. There's not just – this is not the
– Oh, there's a lot of competition out here.
Right. There is. So the dad said, because those two boys, because he says, I know for a fact, Lynette, those two boys are not as good as Sonny. No way. He said, and by the way, that one boy never goes to practice. Sonny goes to all the practices. So don't tell me. And he was one of the dads that got in early at the very first, in the beginning, mm-hmm. too. So don't tell me that, you know, it's all because he knew he had their money. You know, he knew he had your money. And another kid that was on the reserve that's just as good. Why is he a reserve? You know, and you know, he says to the reserves, well, I want you to play with my good players, you know, my experienced players.
See, I don't like that.
I want everybody to be able to play with each other.
12 years old. Why are you, it's, as we've talked about before, it's not the NBA.
No.
Why is it like, oh, these good players, oh, these
right.
are the kids that are not that good. Like,
yeah.
why do we have to label it so early?
So then Saturday, so Sonny had a game at the same place Saturday night, and to go to the parent situation, I know what you're talking about. And Adam, out of the blue, goes, well, what time is this game? And I was like, you're going?
Right. I was going to get some alone time with Sword and Scale.
I know. I was going to put my earbuds on.
Right.
Because Natalia had a birthday party on Saturday night. So I was just going to be me and Sonny. And I love when it's just me and Sonny because I get to do my own thing and
right.
I'm fine.
Right.
And so he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to go. I don't have to work. So the weekend, I don't have to work. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. So anyway, we get to the game and we see the other. I love that he came because then he could see what I have to go through. And also, they're all the dads are there. No moms, all the dads.
Right, right, right.
So I said, you see, I'm sitting there with dads on the weekends, not the moms, the dad. So anyway, we're sitting and the team. Okay. So we're watching the game that's ending and I'm thinking, our boys are going to be playing whoever wins because it's the championship weekend.
Right, right, right.
So I'm thinking, okay, they're going to be playing this team, this orange team.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, they got this in the bag. These guys, even though they won, I go, I know our boys are better than these boys. And, okay, then we see another team of boys wearing navy blue. And one of them we thought was a coach of the team.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say he's like, what, 8 feet tall?
Oh, my God. We thought he was like, so when they did the tip off, he was, you know, starting in the starting lineup for their team. So it turned out not the orange team was. It was these navy blue boys.
Right.
With the tall ass kid. Not just tall, but big, like a linebacker.
Right.
And Adam goes, what? How old is that kid? Anyway, the dad. Nobody said it loud. Everybody
right,
said
right.
it to each other.
Right.
Nobody's yelling it out, going, this is fucking bullshit.
Right.
What
right.
the fuck?
You right.
know, no.
Right,
none
right.
of that. But the
And
other,
look, I'm on your side. I understand. I could understand
I
those other parents getting mad. It was
no,
just
I get
I,
it.
I wasn't mad at any other parents over there that were thinking it was unfair. It was just like
no, I get it.
Gold.
So the other
Goldie
team
didn't
right.
need to like
So the other team, they the parents from the there's like four maybe one's an aunt there's like a grandma
right right
an aunt
right.
there's a whole bunch of them
right it's
and
like a family reunion at these things all the time
all the time
who are these families that like
no,
so you know bring barbecue and
all yeah. the barbecuing too
grandma's
seriously.
Flown out you're like you know they play every weekend right
I know, right
oh my god
tailgating
I get so jealous yeah
it's true right
so oh my god at LB's last basketball game mm-hmm. really quick. There was a mom or grandma or something
uh-huh.
that had made it's at the YMCA. It is mm-hmm. this is like ghetto game.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a banner.
Oh,
she's
God.
made a banner, and every time the other team scores, she's like throwing up her
oh,
banner
Jesus.
In the air. I was like, oh my
my
God,
God,
you need to reel it
Woo.
In.
So they're sitting there and we can hear and now like, okay, tip off happens. The first that the blue team scores. All right, makes a basket. Oh, boy. Then they score again. Then they score again. And then first, so the first three baskets in a row, all the dads turn and look at each other and go, well, at least they don't have to play our other boys, because if they would have won, if our team would have won that night, they would have had to come back and play the other half of their other team. They would have to play the other half of that coach that I was just telling you about.
Right, right, right.
So all Sonny's other BFFs on that team, they would have to play each other.
Oh, okay.
So at least they don't have to play each other now. We said that like in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Right.
And when we saw the big boy out there and the parents every time, I mean, they were scoring, scoring, scoring. We had zero on the clock.
Right.
Up on the scoreboard. And every time, woo!
Oh, my God. And I don't know if there's anything I hate more than that.
To the kids all on the basketball court, at first we're like, Like every time our not just our boys, their boys too, they would all, like, because they were so loud that they all turned to look to see what's going, you know.
Right, right. Like, did something happen?
Right.
Did somebody fall off the bleachers?
Like, what's going on? What's the screaming all about?
Right.
It's because little, you know, so-and-so made a basket.
Right.
But, so I'm glad that Adam got to experience that. And then I'm like, are they trash? But then, no, they weren't, because we have one girl on our team and she's badass. And she's short, but she's a fucking scrappy scrapper. And the parents, I said, are they talking about our kids? And he goes, yeah, but they're talking about how good the girl is. And afterwards, they were like, girl, you're so good. Like, giving her a high five and like, you're so cute. And then Adam said, brought up a good point and said, somebody coached up that big boy, because he, every time he got the ball, he didn't go and do a layup. He passed it. Instead of just, he could have easily plowed right through everybody and just kept on making baskets, but he didn't. He, every time he got the ball, he passed it to his teammate, which I liked. I thought that was nice. So at least there's some.
So your story was not as bad as my story.
No, but what I'm just saying, like, those, the parents, though, were just going insane.
A-holes.
Like, really, like, out. And all of us and the dads are like, oh, God. Everybody's mumbling among each other.
Oh, my God. You know what? You don't feel like cooking after a day like that.
No.
Or you want to cook something easy, prepare something.
Yeah.
Did you use every plate?
Yes. They brought, they sent Adam a box.
Uh-huh.
And they brought it home. And I made spaghetti and meatballs.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And it was really easy and really delicious. Really easy.
They're a cheaper, healthier alternative to take out or delivery. Do you know that the meals are like $4.99 a meal?
Yeah.
That is so inexpensive.
I know.
That's like an El Pollo Loco special. But for something like healthy and delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to think about it. They send you everything, all the ingredients. It's all there. And it's easy. It's not time consuming. It's quick.
Yeah. What I love is that you never have to buy more ingredients than you need.
Right.
You don't have all this leftover stuff clogging up your pantry that you're never going to use again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. One meal is the same as like a cup of coffee, really.
Yes. So why don't you guys do yourself a favor and go and sign, go to everyplate.com, enter FCOL, okay? You'll get 50% off of your first order, of your first box. 50% off of first box. Go try it.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you to try. Go to everyplate.com and put in FCOL at the checkout.
And also, really quick, we want to congratulate the Lady Gang podcast that's on Podcast One for the launch of their new TV show on E! Watch it on Sunday. If you can't get enough of your favorite lady podcaster, then listen to First Degree, which is a new podcast from Jack Vanek of the Lady Gang. And she talks with true crime TV producer Alexis Linkletter. And it's really good. Serial killers, murderers, cults. Oh, my.
It's all the stuff we
like. Every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Also, go to
– before that, I want to tell everybody we have our holiday Christmas crate online. The ultimate gift – for the Corolla fan.
Uh-huh.
It's got all the wines. It's got every bottle of Mangria, plus the 233 wines that we have, the Chardonnay and the Cabernet. And it's got stemless wine glass, two stemless wine glasses, It's got a book signed by Adam. It's got a Christmas card personally signed by Adam.
This
Gina.
Is such a good thing for Adam fans.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's Corolla Drinks is doing it, but you can go to CorollaDrinks.com or the Adam Carolla site and check it out. Get your gift on before they sell out. They're going to sell out.
Awesome. Also, Patreon. Guys, come on now. There's a pretty good Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
We already recorded it.
Yeah. It was funny and sad.
It was, yeah. It was sweet and sour.
Yeah, exactly. It was sweet and sour.
It was sour and sweet.
Yes.
so that's just $5 a month. $5. That's it. $5. You get all our episodes, 4 episodes a month for
$5. Wow. That's pretty darn good.
We record one every week,
yeah,
without fail, unless there's some special circumstances. And the only time we've had such special circumstances is if we had a best of.
Right.
And one time, I think we even did an extra Patreon so that you got a Patreon during when
we come in on holidays.
We work our butts off.
Miss Patreon.
So, and if you do $50 a month, you're going to get a shout out for your business. And we have a new one.
Yeah.
And it's actually friends of mine.
Yeah.
It's Chris Mancini that we've had them on our show, and Graham Elwood, and they have a podcast called Comedy Film Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
And they have on comics. They talk about the new releases in the movies. And I'm not kidding you guys. First of all, I've been a guest on their show several times, and I laugh so hard.
I remember
Chris
him.
Is an old friend of mine, and Graham Elwood is an old friend of mine, and they're both really funny comedians, but they take their movie watching very seriously.
I love that. That's a good combo.
Yeah. And they've been doing this podcast for a while, and they're really trying to get more listeners. So can you go to iTunes and it's free, or go to comedyfilmnerds.com and get more information. But do me a favor and subscribe to their podcast because I love it. They're good friends and they're paying me to promote them now,
nice.
Which is sweet.
Thanks.
Also, Letty Molina.
That's my girl.
Still wants to get you some CBD. CBD. Even bacon flavor for your doggies.
Phil loves it. He wanted me to tell you guys.
So go to Facebook and search for Letty, L-E-T-T-Y, Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy. You guys know about that. You can check out her show at shamelessmom.com. It's a mom show. And it's fun and brazen and it's going to make you feel better. The Wayne Foundation is a 501c nonprofit that's dedicated to help girls out of sexual trafficking. I started listening to a podcast about sexual trafficking that was so good, and I was thinking about Jamie Walton and her foundation. Mm. So go to waynefdn.org to help out.
It's a good cause.
Kate Marengo. She does Interior Chicago. It's a national online interior design service. She pays us $100 a month. So I really, really want you guys to check her out. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design and see what she can do to help you get your shit together.
Go support her.
Yeah.
And all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Support each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And support our sponsors, by the way. Let's thank Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com. Enter FCOL. My Bite Vitamins, available at Targets. Third Love, which we love. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. Ulta Beauty, go to ulta.com. Every Plate, go to everyplate.com. Enter FCOL and support them. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Horn standing by.
Holy shit, we're rolling.
Ready.
First of all,
that's the way it is.